Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Husky. So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
I just pulled out from work. I was just trying to pass my boss. And he was waving at me frantically. Stop! Like SOS signal almost. Stop! I was like, whoa, what? And earlier today, I'd reversed next to this bush. And I'd parked but so close to it. But when I shut the boot, I got half the bush in the car. So when I drove off, the bush came with me. So I've just been driving down the car park with a fucking bush dangling out of my boot. I put the window down to ask him what it was. He couldn't speak, so he was laughing. Oh, you had to be there, really, I think. poor Weasley-faced little shitburgers. Going from complete little shitty bags of cockness into kind of human beings.
All right, Geezer, will you just cipher this, please? What is it? It's a bloody comedy, you slag.
Contestant propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. Armageddon! Thomas Shelby! Armageddon! Peering into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about.
I kind of roughly bum him, give him a dry shafting, etc. Now, I never really... You find someone's gay, the last thing you do to punish them is give them a good bumming.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed... Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, captures, evolutionary spirit. Greed, all of its glories. Greed for life, money, for love, knowledge, has marched upward surge of mankind, and greed. You mark my words. Will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair, like a little train chuffing along, chuff, 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 and just farting away. Anyway, so I just heard on the radio the MD, or the head of Marks and Spencer's, has graciously admitted to everyone that he won't be getting a pay rise this year, and he might not even get a bonus. Can you imagine that? I mean, it does sound a little bit bad on the same day they announced that they're sacking 1,000 employees or making them redundant. But what about that poor bloody MD? He's not getting a bonus or a bloody wage increase, poor devil. You know, and just because Mark Spencer has made the biggest loss for like 10 years, but he's that little bugger's not getting a bonus. You know, he's doing his best, producing the worst results in 10 years. You know, that's... what's the world coming to when the bloody head of Marks and Spencers doesn't get a bonus or a wage increase? It's despicable. Another 1,000 should be sacked so he could have a bloody bonus, for goodness sake.
David Bowie!
You could hit the bog of eternal stench.
David Bowie!
Little Labyrinth reference for you there.
With David Bowie!
Leaping around in tight trouser things.
David Bowie!
And you go to work day after day after day after day after day for the money, 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 for the money. And you come back, come back, come back. Hell of a man, hell of a man.
Faced little shit burgers.
Oh, it's not everyone not selling their houses, so you can't make that your money.
Oh, God. Banking crisis. So here we are in the middle of a meltdown. Crisis. Panic. Be afraid. Be very afraid. But were you afraid, really, when the banks were all in trouble? Did you go, oh no, the banks, oh dear? Or did you just go look on and go, oh look, the banks are in trouble. Did you worry about the banks? No, not really, because what? It's all like, it's all made up. They're all digits on a screen. There's no real money here. But I don't think the banks ever had any money anyway. They'll just make some more. They'll just go, oh fuck, we're 10 trillion billion in debt. I'll just fucking hack the computer, had a few extra noughts on, hey, all fixed. Oh yeah, the investors are doing some stuff with the special formulas and they're making it all up. It's complete shit. I mean, but then you hear about all these fucking amazingly complex derivatives and securitization, and you see all that they're so fucking clever, they're going to get million squillion pounds bonuses. You hear that, and then you walk into your bank. It's like going back into a fucking time warp. You walk in, it's like you've jaunted back into the 1960s. Everyone's there. The bank manager's in a bowler hat. Oh, would you like a cup of tea? Well, let's take things easy. Slow down, everyone. Come on, don't rush around. We're in the bank. And you're there, fucking queuing for ages. For some reason, everything takes fucking ages. These are the same bastards who created these devilishly tricky, clever financial manoeuvres that no one can understand. When I go in the bank, I don't see any devilishly clever, tricky individuals at all. I see a load of slow-moving pedestrians. You know, in essence, the bank people, when you go into a branch, are nice but dim. None of these buggers are short-selling, playing Russian roulette with people's money. They buy a share. They don't buy the share. They borrow someone's shares, sell them to someone else. Then, when the price drops, they buy it back as a profit. What the fuck? No one's heard anything. Banks making money from nothing, and then they wonder why it all went to shit. You're cheating, you bastards. You wonder, how does it all fit together? The front of the bank, the little store that you go in,
They wouldn't lend you five beans without a fucking business plan. Round the back, there's the fucking jokers going wild and lending mortgages to anyone who fucking wants them. 120%, here you go. What, you can't pass the test to get the money? Oh, fuck, I tell you what, why don't we not test you? Hey, here we go. We'll give you a special mortgage, which means we don't have to see your earnings. We'll just take your fucking word for it. Okay, right, we've lent a load of money now to people that can't afford it. Well, we're going to take those mortgages and sell them to someone else and give them a AAA rating. That's the best, isn't it? Yep, there you go, AAAs. And what? Fucking what? What do the people at the front of the bank think of this crazy bullshit? We all think the banks are fucking geniuses. They're clever. It must be. Look at all that money they're making. Oh, wait a minute. I think they've just borrowed shitloads of money and they're making money on that borrowed money, which they don't own. Right. Oh, look, they're making more money. That means they've borrowed more money. Oh, that is clever. Not. I could get fucking borrow more money, put it in a bank and get more interest. Well, they've done. I mean, these are the geniuses who are so clever that they give bonuses to people on a yearly basis, but they don't know if their plans have fucking worked until 3 years. And do they factor in whether the plans might be so risky it could all go to shit? Nah, don't bother about that, easy big fat bonus. Well, we would try to explain to you, but they're so complex you wouldn't be able to understand it. That sounds risky. Oh, it's not. But it's so complicated, we couldn't even explain it to you. Right. Okay, well, here's your big bonus then. I won't ask any questions. I could make fucking great big bonus if I'll have a system which says that Elvis will come back in 2020. Right, I'm predicting that's going to make £4 billion profit. I'll have the bonus on that, thanks. 2020 comes, no fucking Elvis. Too late, I've got my bonus. You can piss off. And now it turns out that all of a sudden, the banks, where everyone diligently puts their money, have got no fucking money. What the fuck? What have you done with it all, chaps? You don't think, really, you're taking all our money just to fuck it up the wall with some stupid-ass bloody investment bullshit? Do you not consider that you should hold a little back? And you hear the figures of the banks, they're losing billions and trillions and zillions, and some banks are going under, and what the fuck does it all mean? What does it mean to the everyday person? Fuck all. Now, has all this money ever actually existed? I mean, in note form? No. Where the fuck's it come from? Let's make some more up. Do you not get the feeling that how bad it is? We'll just make some more. Fuck it, don't worry. Government, make some more money. Hey, well, the problem's all sorted. Here's a jingle!
The Husk.
Introduce.
Money. Obsolescence. 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 This company is dead. I didn't kill it. Don't blame me. It was dead when I got here. It's too late for prayers. For even if the prayers were answered, and a miracle occurred, and the yen did this, and the dollar did that, and the infrastructure did the other thing, we would still be dead. It's too late for prayers. We're dead, all right. We're just not broke. Down the tube. You invested in a business, and this business is dead. Let's have the intelligence. Let's have the decency to sign the death certificate, collect the insurance, and invest in something with a future. Ah, but we can't. Goes the prayer. A responsibility to our employees, to our community, to our community, to our community. What will happen to them? I got two words for that. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who? Money. Who cares? Care about them? Why? Money. Not your best friend. Money. Only friend. You want to make money. You don't care if they manufacture wire and cable, fry chicken, or grow tangerines. You want to make money. 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 And by the way, it pleases me that I'm called
Larry.
You know why, fellow stockholders? Because at my funeral, you'll leave with a smile on your face and a few bucks in your pocket.
Now that's a funeral worth having.
He must have looked long and hard to find a humorous quote from Friends. Can fat acceptance be photographed? Well, a large toilet roll. Unzipped his trousers and sat down to inspect the merchandise. To enjoy it.
Goodbye, Bradford and Bingley. And though I never banked with you at all, it's nice to know my taxes will save you when you fall. You were very generous, self-certified mortgages you gave, 50 billion in personal loans that can never be repaid. And it seems to me banks live their lives throwing caution to the wind, never banking on liquidation when the rain sets in. And I would like to know who is gonna feed my kids. My credit burned out long before the repayments ever did. Recession is pretty tough, but at least the fat cats, they will be safe. Bailing out the lenders is the price we have to pay. And even when you die, will they still be taxing you, grabbing every penny you saved and repossession too? And it seems to me banks live their lives throwing caution to the wind, never thinking about tomorrow when no cash comes in. And I should have saved my pennies like when I was just a kid. My piggy bank lasted longer than the bankers ever did.
Oh, Dad, I'm your baby, Dad. Oh, your baby something, Daddy.
Confess! The bones is yours, Dad. They came from you, my daddy. Confess!
Okay, my daddy, I love this clip from a husk's half hour.
Give it to me, baby!
Days of the credit crunch. Stupid people. Oh, think of the poor little spasmin aliens who borrowed, who didn't realise that when they borrowed 125% of their mortgage that the prices went down, they'd have negative equity. Well, no one told them that. What? Was that in the small print, was it? I never bloody saw. No one said prices could go down. What the hell's all this? I can't afford to pay my bills now. The bloody gas and electricity's gone up. But when I got the mortgage, I based it upon spending absolutely everything I had plus an extra 5% on paying the mortgage so I'd get a really nice house. But now all the bills have gone up and I can't afford to pay it. I'd have to leave my house because I've lived here like 4 years. I have to leave it and I'm nothing because I can't afford the bills, but even though I was the one who got the more expensive house in the first place, that's not very fair, is it? You know, what kind of a world do we live in when you can't even buy a house that you can't afford, and then when you can't afford to pay it back, the loan for it, they take it off you? I mean, what kind of world is this exactly? It's not fair. Yep, I hear this every week on the radio. Someone whinging on that they can't now. They're struggling to pay back their mortgage because they borrowed a mortgage which they couldn't really afford. They could afford it if they never spent any money on anything other than that. But you know, when you hear about them, have they just run out of money like by a few pounds a month, is it, or maybe 20? Oh no, they've gone fucking way over. They didn't keep to their budget really, because they did, but then they got the credit cards and bought fucking big tellies and gadgets and holidays.
So their budget's gone flying right up their ass and has now spiked them in the wallet, which is probably near the ass, but if they're blokes, women with a bag somewhere in the front. But, you know, they just didn't what a shock. I mean, not that it is, it's a bit bloody feckless to lend someone 120% of their mortgage, and then also a bit feckless for someone to take it up. But, well, you're on the edge then anyway, aren't you? Why don't you just buy a cheaper shitter house? Like mine.
Harder! That's not enough! I need more!
There is the No Fear. Everywhere you go, you see people's hungry eyes tracing your every move. They want what you've got. They all want. They want it. They need it. They must have it. They want that money. The cash. The moolah. The wonga. The leg part of the great persuader, Mr. Yes. Happiness in paper form. The dirty heart of Elvis Presley. The dirty heart of Elvis Presley. The dirty heart of Elvis Presley. The dirty... They want that. And they will do what is necessary to get it. To part it from me. Life is a battle. And money is land. Your person is the army. Your mind is the weapon. Take it! Take what is yours! If you do not take it, then somebody else will. And this is a zero-sum game. Only one person can have it. And if you have it, they want it. They will try to take it. You must be prepared to defend your money. And the best way is to kick them before they kick you. Get the money whatever way you can. Then you bring up the ladder. Let no one else aboard. You cannot trust anyone now you have the money. It might be lonely at the top, but you don't need friends anymore. You could buy friends if you crave such things. But make sure you get them addicted to spending money so they can't do without you. They need you. They have become in league with you. When you have money, do not believe anything anyone says. They're merely after your money. Money is lonely. Money is all you will have. And when you have money, the thing you want more than anything else is more money, is more money, is more money, is more money. The more money you get, the more money you want. Until you have more money than you know what to do with. But at that point, you don't want to give any money away, because it's what you are, money. And then you worry about the money after you die. Where will your precious money go then? I'd spend it now, but I don't want to give it away. I can't part with it. We've been together too long. And the worrying about the money causes you to die in pain, knowing that someone else will get your money now.
Leroy Jenkins!
Would like this comedy next.
Casualty of the credit crunch, bouncing here and there and everywhere. This is a pretty sad story. Casualty of the credit crunch, this one. Those poor people just trying to make good on the earth, you know, just trying to secure their family's fortune so they can have all the holidays they deserve and the gadgets and Land Rovers and stuff like that. These people, who am I talking about? Oh, the poor biter letters. Yeah, those poor entrepreneurial monkey boys. All they're trying to do is just buy another house, do it up, and either sell it on or rent it, you know, so they make more money, pushing up prices, making it more difficult for people who can't get on the housing ladder, keeping them down whilst they rake in more money on another house they don't really need. That's all they were trying to do. You know, it's not so bad. And then now, with the house prices all going fucking shit, and everyone needing money, they can't even sell their houses now, and they can't get the extra money. Oh, yeah. And then in a time when they need money, they can't rent it out. They've got to pay two mortgages. Oh, no. God, and they made a whole industry, because everyone used to make these stupid fucking programs of buying a crappy house and doing it up and selling it on for a profit and make them into soulless little shit houses of... Well, they're only fit for robots to go in because they all look the same. They're painted beige, decorated with IKEA stuff, and oh look, we've put a fancy fucking bathroom in. That'll push it up another $5,000, you heartless bastards. And ho ho ho, oh let's laugh at the fucking carpets and the ugly wallpaper before we got it in. And then 3 days later, with the help of some complete bastards who can make curtains out of bloody dog sheds or something. They sell it on for a grotesque 30 grand profit, and then they quickly don't even smile or enjoy it, piss off to buy another house and do exactly the same. Ah, oh, those poor little bastards are up shit creek now. Good, you little money-grabbing money bots. That's what you get for being greedy bastards. And for putting all those shit programs on that just bloody cursed all the channels. Like five times a day, each hour. The pinnacle being 60-minute makeover as well. God, pinnacle. Pinnacle of crapness, that is. The pit of despair that program was. Or whatever the one with that posh-looking Kirsty bird and the gay one used to go around finding houses ridiculously cheap, and then the bloody people they're trying to flog it to had the temerity to say, "Oh, I don't think so. I don't like that bush in the garden." My mum even rang me up once and said, "Oh, aren't houses near you cheap?" No, they don't actually exist. You can't really get a three-bedroom house for 70,000. They just made that up. He just did it so he'd get on telly. The only one I did like, I watched like, I never even watched the whole episode, I just watched like 5 minutes. I mean, one with Sarah Beeny, who, despite reports, isn't that very good looking with her husky voice, whatever, did nothing for me. But she'd go, now I see what you're going to do there, that's a crap idea. Do not put a shower that is also a lift in there, you're going to regret it. And they go, I hear what you're saying, Beeny, but fuck you, we're doing it. And then later, it's like, it didn't work, Sarah was right in the end, again. God, morons, not watch the show. Every week she suggests something. Just do it. Whatever it is, how stupid it sounds, she's the expert. Do it. Do not have your own ideas. You don't know what you're bloody doing. And if you did, you wouldn't be on this show, would you, you pracks? That'd be really boring.
It does sound a bit sad when you talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables.
You feel like headed with money high. Look at him, silly stoop. Pockets bare. Soul destroyed. He will have no love tonight. Mr. 20 comes into my hands from your pocket. He wanted to be found. To nestle in my palm. Just like his father, Mr. 50, had done before. Look at the bastard children. The coin, 50, 20, 215. What use are they? In today's society, relics of a bygone era. Antiquities. Of the war. When the coin was king. And paper to be written on. Not now. Don't write on it now. Put it in money belt, fanny pack, wallet, purse, handbag, pocket. Ready for the hungry fingers of Mr. Steely. Money for nothing, his motto. Also be his downfall and the clink. That you think.
And the mentally ill? How the hell do you know you've offended them? They're mentally ill. They could be just trying to do something like push the toothpaste back in the tube.
We never had any money when I was a lad. I mean, 4 and 6 pence was a king's ransom. We used to crave money so much, we would go to the banks and stare in, dribbling at the window, until the bank manager chased us off with a broom,
mewing, the often heard sound of the scrap metal van driving around. Giving the noise to people to come out and hand over their scrap metal. Oh, if only I had some on me.
Casualties of the credit crunch. Banks, the poor old banks. Oh dear. After all those years of just making money, I mean, almost literally, I some sort of imagine, a lot of printing machines in the back. And then now, all their electronic money, which they've, well, after a year, I don't know, they made money, and they got greedy. And it's like, oh, we're making like 500 million, or a billion, or whatever. That's not enough. We want more. We want more money. Let's sell. We are doing quite well on these mortgages, but what about all the people who can't afford them, and who can't afford to pay them back? We need to be tapping into that market, because if we sell to them, then we'll be able to get all that money as well. But there's one bloke who said, but I see, we would make more sell more, but what if they don't, what if they can't afford to pay it back? Oh, shut up, you boring twat. Sack him. Sack Mr. Reasonable. Get out, you bloody moron. It's about making money. We're wankers. I'm Michael Greco. I'm gonna fucking make money. Greedy, boo. Greedy, greedy, greedy. And I kind of whacked him with some rolled up newspapers, and he said, alright, I agree. Where did the yuppies go, by the way? They just disappeared. They evolve into something else that we haven't named yet. Bastards. Clever, aren't they? Not clever enough, though. they smashed the bloke with papers until he said, all right, let's do it. And it worked for a few years. It was working awesomely. They were selling fucking mortgages to anyone and everyone. People could sort of rough just about pay them back. Well, obviously you have a lot of fixed for a couple of years, and then the pain happens a bit later. Probably that actually, even without a credit contract, and people would have suffered. But of course, then petrol went through the bloody roof, bastard. Gas, electricity went through the roof, bastard. And then all of a sudden the banks, well, this caused, well, and then America went bust, bastard. And then because America went bust, we went, oh, we must follow them. Let's all go bust as well. You know, there are some things where I think, don't bother following this one. Let's keep out of it. Do our own thing. Not go bust. How about that? But you have to give it to those bloody bankers. They stick together. They bloody stick together. So the poor, they lent all this money to people who can't afford it. And then they can't now afford to pay it back. And then there's loads of fucking houses. And then they went, oh, this is shit. We know about money. And if we stop lending to each other, that's all going to go really shit, isn't it? Yeah, right, we'll stop lending to each other. What, why are you doing that? Well, we don't trust you. So now the banks don't trust each other, and they've had to go into the, then they have the fucking cheek to give the government an ultimatum. Well, if you don't help us out, it's all going to be crap and your fault. What do you mean our fault? Why, you made all these billions, you didn't keep any back, and you've wasted it gambling on these pathetic fucking subprime mortgages. How is this our fault? Well, let's not go into the details, but the solution is you lend us the money. I don't really see what's so bad about the the government owning loads of the bank. Because surely banks make money, and if they make money, the government makes money. And it might stop the banks creating these crazy, well, giving big bonuses on just selling. So these dudes come up with ridiculous schemes to sell loads of shit, but they're not, because it's on a yearly basis, they don't really give a shit what happens after that. So they make a big scheme, sell a load of shit, literally a shit in a bag, and go, there you go, that'll make you millions. They go, brilliant. In a few years' time, that shit will grow into a bloody orange tree that has golden baubles on it. And they're like, really? Get in. Woo! And then, in a year later, they just think, they look in the bag, it's just a bag of shit. They're like, we've already paid him his big bonus, what do we do now? Oh, bugger. These bloody whiz kids, they're so clever. Now the banks are buggered up the arse, and we're all, the government, have to make them loads of made-up pretend money. And they are a casualty of the credit crunch.
Now here is something else.
Money makes the world go round. 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 Makes the world go round and round. Makes the world go round. And round, 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 round, and 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 round.
Money, all about money, that's all you want. All you want me for is money, man. Where's the money? Money.
all the money makes it cocaine on. Never, don't you? You're a big fan of tracing cocaine and your money on him. I saw you perfectly in coke shape and body. Love made him out on their lips. Range like jumbo jet on 5 pounds fly. Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. Not with Asia. My shots near up here in the land. And then while I'm here, not with me, I shrug me. I'm the fuck be yours, not for me. I ain't on my never. Seriously, not giving you.
People who say they've got like 8-inch cocks, but in reality, they're just going around with a 6-incher.
Is that someone called Seahawks, Steve?
Clever little bastard. Who bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love clever little bastards. Who bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love shit, bastard shit. Clever little bastards. Who bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love clever little bastards. Who bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love shit, bastard shit.
Clever little bastards. Who bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love clever little bastards. Who bought you a ship? That little fuckwit. Poor little bastard. Whatever the fuck that is. Merry Christmas, you fuckers! Fucking hell! Bastards love shit, bastard shit.
Now if you want to send something funny into Hoss Half Hour, well bloody do it then! HossHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the Muck-Ups.
Oh, re-download the pulp music, if I could be asked. You know, oh, the queue in Poundland's bloody getting out the door now. Oh, hey, it's bloody, oh, my shop, you get out. Get back up the bloody Sainsbury's, you bastards. Poor, weasley-faced little shitburgers. Oh, oh, they'll have to sack some of the little shitheads. Oh, no. Oh, they've worked. I was a kind of a skinflint, fairly proud of it. Oh, it's not everyone not selling their houses, so you can't make that good money. Made the biggest loss for like 10 years, but he's, that little bugger's not getting a bonus. You know, he's been doing his best. Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed.
Yeah, brilliant.
My rod is so big that it can be shared among 5 mouths.
Oh, yes.
Share it. Share the wealth.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.